Hello and welcome to episode 17 of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I am your host, Neil St. Denver, and in this show, directors' loans to or from the business. What we will talk about here refers only to directors of limited liability companies, that is, companies that have LTD at the end of their name. So sole traders and partnerships, while some of it will apply, many of the rules are different. We will also talk about directors receiving mileage and subsistence amounts and how these can be offset against loans that directors took from the business to help them reduce the amount of that director's loan. So what is a director's loan? Think of a director's loan like a bank loan. If the director gives money to the business, the director is giving a loan to the business. This can arise when a business is starting up and the business can't get enough money from the banks in loans. Or the business owner has money he can lend to the business, so the business does not have to go and borrow money from the bank. How will this money be paid back to the director? Well, that's up to the business and the director to decide. The business could pay weekly or monthly amounts or pay lump sum amounts whenever the business can afford it. Depending on the amount of the loan, what some directors do in order to reduce the amount of income tax they pay, is that they don't take a salary and instead take an amount of money every week or month that they can afford to live on. This in turn has the effect of the director's loan being repaid. It is a short-term method of helping cash flow by reducing the amount of income tax the business has to pay. The other type of director's loan is when the business loans money to the director. This should be avoided as there can be serious tax consequences if the director does not pay back the loan. You need to get good tax advice if the director is taking money from the business in the form of a loan. Remember, the money belongs to the business. Even if the director owns all the shares in the business, it is not his money to take. He must pay tax on it. But director's loans happen, and we have to deal with them. So how do we deal with them? We need to set up a director's loan account in our chart of accounts. If it is a loan from the director to the business, the new nominal code in our chart of accounts will be set up as a balance sheet liability account. Depending on the length of period the director is giving the loan to the business for, you can set up the loan as a current liability or a long-term liability. I usually choose long-term liability as this is where you would put a bank loan if you had got one. If it is a loan to the director, then the new nominal code in our chart of accounts will be set up as a balance sheet current asset account. We are going to focus on the director's loan account where the director is given a loan, as this makes it easier to explain the concepts as we come across them. The concepts will also apply in the case where the director gives a loan to the business. Transactions involved with the director's loan accounts usually go through the nominal ledger and not through the supplier's creditor's ledger or the sales debtor's ledger. So when the director is given the loan, a bank payment is posted to the bank account and the director's loan account. In the case of a loan to the director, it is debit the director's loan account and credit the bank account. Avoid using journal transactions and instead use bank payment transactions. When the director pays back some of the loan, use a bank receipt or money in transaction to record the transaction. You will be debiting the bank account and crediting the director's loan account. To prove to yourself that you have done the correct postings, look into the director's loan account in the nominal ledger. You should see a debit amount showing the amount borrowed by the director and a credit transaction for each time the director paid back part of the loan. If you don't see these transactions or they are on the wrong side, that is, your debits and credits are the wrong way around, go back and check and correct your postings. So this is the simple part of a director's loan. The director takes a loan and pays it back with money. Nice and easy. But what if the director is unable or unwilling to pay back the loan? How can we get it paid off? Some of the ways a director can get income from the business is by 1. Being paid a salary, 2. Claiming for mileage expenses, 3. Claiming for subsistence, that's lunch and travel expenses, and 4. Claiming for other expenses. So this is money that is supposed to be paid to the director, but we can get this from the director and not pay it to him. So we can use it to pay off some of the loan. So let's start with salary. We can calculate a salary for the director, pay the taxes on the salary, and instead of paying the net salary to the director, we deduct it from the loan he owes to the business. Normally, the directors would have received a cheque or an electronic transfer to his bank account for his net pay, but in this case, the business is going to keep his net pay. We would need to do journals for this transaction. We would debit the wage control account and credit to director's loan account. We're using journals because there's actually no cash involved. Now, mileage, subsistence and expenses are the next three items. What I suggest here is you set up three new supplier accounts using the name of the director. So if our director's name is John Brown, I would set up supplier's accounts called John Brown Mileage Account, an account called John Brown Subsistence Account, and an account called John Brown Expenses Account. This can seem like a bit of overkill, but when it comes to director's loans accounts, directors want to know every penny they received or paid back in detail. So you can easily print out a supplier's account showing them every transaction. It is also helpful if you have a tax inspection, as everything is easy to show to the tax inspector. But you can make your own choice about how many accounts to set up. So in our case, we now have three new supplier accounts set up. You can post the mileage, subsistence and expense claims as supplier invoices. Also, if there's any VAT involved, this can be claimed back. So let's do an example. Our director, John Brown, has filled out a claim form for mileage of €150 for this month. He has filled out a subsistence claim form for €300 for this month, and he has also filled out an expense claim sheet for €100 for this month. So the total of those three, 150 plus 300 plus 100, gives us €550 worth of money due to him. But he's not going to get it. Instead, it's going to be offset against his director's loan. Now, his mileage claim form has been charged to motor expenses in our nominal ledger. His subsistence claim form has been charged to subsistence in our nominal ledger. And his expense claim sheet has been charged to whatever expense he incurred on behalf of the business. So let's assume in this case he bought €100 worth of printer ink cartridges, so we charge it to printer costs. There's no mention in any of these transactions of the director's loan account, and there should be no mention. Normally, you would have written the director a cheque for €550 for all the claims, but instead, we are going to offset these claims against the director's loan. How we do this depends on your account software. You will need to use a credit note or preferably a journal transaction. The journal transaction is not a journal in the nominal ledger, but a journal used in the creditor's ledger. If you use the credit note option, you must post a credit note for €150 in the John Brown Mileage Suppliers account. The expense analysis code you will use is the director's loan account nominal ledger code. The VAT code you will use is the VAT code that is set up not to appear in your VAT return report. It is this special VAT code used for specific times like this, where you do not want a transaction to appear on your VAT reports. You enter a credit note now for the John Brown's assistance account for €300. The expense analysis code you will use is the director's loan account nominal ledger code. The VAT code you will use is the VAT code that is set up not to appear on your VAT return report. It is the VAT code used again for specific times like this where you do not want a transaction to appear on your VAT reports. And the same goes for expenses. You enter a credit note to the John Brown Expenses Suppliers account for €100 and also use the expense analysis code Director's Loan Account. And the VAT code you will use is the VAT code that is set up not to appear in your VAT return report. It is a VAT code used for specific times like this where you do not want a transaction to appear on your VAT report. If your software has a journal option, the only difference between using it and the credit note is that you're not given an option to enter a VAT code. And this is correct, as we don't actually want to post any VAT codes if we don't have to. That's why we use that special VAT code above in the other three transactions. If you now look at the director's loan account in the nominal ledger, you will see three new transactions. They will be three credit transactions, as they are reducing the debit balance on the director's loan account. Also, if you look in the supplier's account, John Brown mileage claims, John Brown subsistence claims, and John Brown expenses, each of these supplier accounts will now have a zero balance as the credit notes cleared out the amounts owed to John Brown, our director. And we use these to reduce his loan. Remember, don't confuse supplier accounts and nominal ledger accounts. And don't confuse nominal ledger journals and creditor supplier journals. What we are effectively doing is that at any time where the director is due to be paid money, we are not paying it to him directly, but instead using it to offset it against his loan with the effect of reducing the loan. It is not uncommon, though, for directors to take more money out of the business in the form of another loan. Some people call this drawings. To deal with this, simply record the payment to the director through your bank payments and analyse the payment to the director's loan nominal ledger account, increasing the amount the director now owes to the business. Directors don't always realise the effort that has to be made to record directors' loans and should be discouraged at all times from taking out directors' loans. But unfortunately, we don't live in a perfect world, so we do need to be prepared with how to deal with money taken from the business by directors. So I hope what you have listened to here today will help you manage directors' loans a bit better, and I'd like to thank Jason, who took the time to email me with his query on directors' loans. That's it for this show. You can contact us in a number of ways. There's a contact form on the website, or you can email the show at bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. That's bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can leave comments on the website. We love your comments, news, suggestions, or anything else you would like to tell us about. Also, if you're subscribing using iTunes, please go and rate our show on iTunes and move us up the rankings. We are the only bookkeeping show in the world that we know of, so please vote us up again. And again, thanks for listening.